have something special. You have greatness in you. I want you to think about your life right now, and I want to ask you a question. If you just took the time, if you haven't done it, to fill out your bucket list, that is a list of things that you'd like to do, or projects you'd like to complete, or adventures you'd like to experience before you leave here, what would that list look like? I recently decided to act on one of the things on my bucket list. We live in an incredible time in history where we have something that we can call access, and that is access to live our dreams rather than our fears, access to be innovative, to use our talents, our imagination, to create the kind of life that we desire. In 2007, Time magazine said that the computer was the person of the year. And I'm sure people like myself were curious. Why would they say that? Because for the first time in the history of the world, everyday people have access to information that has never been available to the masses. For the first time in the history of the world, everyday people can start a local, national, and global business from their phone. Think about that. That's the time in which we live. And so, as you look at your life, look at your goals, look at your dreams, George Eliot said something that triggered this conversation. He said, "You can always become that person that you were meant to be." That at any given point, we can decide to change the direction of our lives. Now, a tree can't be anything but a tree. An alligator can't be anything but an alligator. You've never seen an alligator with an MBA or a PhD. Okay? There's no flexibility there. But human beings, we have the ability to train ourselves, or we can choose to take our lives in another direction. We have the ability to engage in experiences that will transform ourselves and expand our vision and increase our skill set. That's something about being human. And so when you look at yourself, look at your goals and look at your dreams, what is it that you can decide right now, you know what? I'm going to do that. I'm doing this broadcast right now. I used to be a disc jockey in Columbus, Ohio, many years ago. They called me Les Brown, the man about town. I was LB Triple P, Les Brown, your platter playing popper. There were none before me, and there will be none after me. Therefore, that makes me the one and only. Young and single and love to mingle, certified, bona fide, and indubitably qualified to bring you satisfaction in a whole lot of action. Oh, I was bad, honey. And I lost my job in broadcasting because I did a series of controversial editorials about police deadly use of force and talked about things that were maintaining our detriment in the community. So they fired me. Well, guess what? Times have changed. Now I can go back to radio. And now I have my own radio show. What'd they call it, Les? This is Mamie Brown's baby boy. He's back on the radio. It's called the Les Brown Greatness Program. Come on now, help me somebody. Well, so what do you have in you? I have a granddaughter. She's a designer, a fashion designer. And so now she has her own store online, and she orders cloth and all type of garments from foreign countries. And she has a store online selling her products. What idea do you have? What abilities do you have, or what product or invention that you've been thinking about that you can post it online and gather customers? Well, how will I do that? Well, you don't have to really know it all. Stay in your lane. There are people who do digital marketing. That's what they do. And you can cut a deal with. They get a percentage on the back end. See, Robert Hewlett said something that's very important. He said, there's never a shortage of money. There's just a shortage of ideas, a shortage of thinking. And as we are transitioning from this era where we are now, this era of the what Peter Drucker called the era of the three C's, accelerated change, overwhelming complexity, and tremendous competition, that we have the ability now to set up our own companies, now to not only go out and look for a job, but to create our own job and employ people. Now you are able to become a global entrepreneur. Now you can act on your ideas. You can give people an opportunity to bid and to compete, to get your services, or to invent something that you give them the idea of what it is that you want them to do and what it's going to look like. People who have skills and knowledge that you don't have, and because they're in a foreign country in a different economy, it will cost you pennies on the dollar compared to what it would cost getting the same work done right here. Isn't that incredible? An incredible time. And so if you decided to curb back your TV time, you know, more people spend more money on entertainment, entertaining themselves rather than educating themselves. And it's right at their fingertips. You can get a degree in a variety of areas right online in the comfort of your home. But most people spend more time watching entertainment, stress-relieving activity, more time cheering and encouraging people to live their dreams while they don't even know what their dream is. What an incredible time. As you think about yourself and think about the life that you're now living, is it the life that you want, or is it the life that's been imposed upon you because you stopped growing, because you stop reaching, because you stop developing yourself? Think about that. Where you are right now, heard a quote that it really got me to thinking. The quote was, wherever you find yourself at some point in time, you made an appointment to be there. Have you stopped growing? Has your income tapered off? Are you showing up every day for a job where you overworked and underpaid, doing two and three jobs with one paycheck and no job security? Showing up with knots in your stomach for fear of opening up your email, hoping that they don't tell you your job has been contracted out. Come on now. No, you don't have to live a fear-driven life. No, you can have a strategy and a game plan to take your life in another direction. It's better to have a plan in action to do something and not need it than to need it and not have it. Do something for you. Be you so you can get a good night's sleep. Be you so that you don't find yourself in the position fighting for a job that's giving you ulcers. I remember reading an article called, Is Your Job Killing You? Decide that you're going to do something that will allow you to be you. See, you were not born to work for a living, but to live your making, and living your making will make your living. What's in your heart? What do you really love? What do you want to do with the rest of your life? Decide now that you're going to make the best of your life, the rest of your life, the best of your life, because you deserve the best that life has to offer. We're waiting on you. You got something special. You got greatness in you, honey. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
You are listening to Les Brown Greatness Radio, positive and motivational content curated by the legendary Les Brown.